Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
Florida, California, Louisiana, Santa Fe, New Mexico. What do all these locations have in common? Climate change. You've heard me talk about the various aspects of this many times over the years we've been on the air. And just so we're clear, climate change alone does not create extreme weather. What human-induced climate change does do is cause weather to be more extreme more often. And as a result, there's an increasing number of Americans who are being directly impacted financially due to climate change. If you have a homeowner's policy in California with State Farm, you might be one of the 72,000 that got a notice from the company that said, hey, even though your policy's current, even though you've done everything right, we're canceling your homeowner's insurance. Good luck. Have a nice life. Seriously. Let me give you another example. The lady's name was Beth Pratt. Big wildfires had started burning more often in California, creeping closer to her house near Yosemite National Park. So Pratt did what homeowners in fire-prone areas are supposed to do. She added a metal roof, traded wood decking for a laminate, installed a water tank and a fire hose, and cleared vegetation near her house. Pratt says she emptied her savings to make her home for life fire resistant. Basically everything the insurance companies tell you that if you are in an area like that, that you should do. Did you hear the part? Emptied her savings? Yeah. Remember that for a minute. It didn't matter. Last month, Pratt got a letter from an insurer, Allstate, her home insurer for 31 years, saying her coverage was being dropped because of the threat from wildfires. Hold it. Not because she didn't pay the insurance. Not because she had excessive claims. Not because she was just a bad client. The threat from wildfires. That's after she did all this stuff. Spent thousands of dollars to fireproof her home. Wasn't good enough. Allstate said, so sad, too bad. We're canceling you anyway. For those of you that say climate change is fake, I wish you'd explain that to Beth Pratt. Explain it to the 72,000 people in apartments and homes that State Farm's insured in California. Explain that to the folks in Louisiana who are getting their coverage dropped. The folks in Florida who are getting their coverage dropped. Wildfires, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Human-induced climate change does not cause these things. They make them worse, and they make them more often. Oh, you forgot about the 40-plus inches of rain in Houston back in 2017, didn't you? 40 inches. 40. Or Katrina in 2005 in New Orleans. Some neighborhoods, after all this time, 19 years, haven't recovered. We're at a crossroads where just because you want to live there, don't mean you should. And even in places that were never at risk before, folks are now being told, so sad, too bad. So what do you do? Let's talk about this a minute. You bought a home 10 years ago. You've done everything right. You've kept your home up. You've paid your premiums on time. When the insurance company says, hey, you might consider doing this, this, and this to make your home safer and less prone to claims, you did it. You spent the money. You got a mortgage. You got a 30-year mortgage. 15 years into your mortgage, your insurance company says, we're dropping you. Not because of claims, not because of non-payment, but because they analyzed the area you lived in and determined that due to what's happening around you, they couldn't afford to carry you. Here's the first problem you got. The minute they canceled your insurance, you're now in default on your mortgage. Most people don't realize that. If a mortgage company is carrying your note, a bank, credit union, or mortgage entity, you are required to have homeowners insurance. What happens when you can't get it? Or what happens that if you're paying, and I'm making up a number, you're paying a premium maybe right now of, say, $1,200 a year, $100 a month. And the one insurance company that will cover you wants $4,500 on top of your mortgage, on top of your taxes, on top of maintaining the home. What do you do? That's a lot of money. That's over $3,200, $3,300 increase in your premiums to keep your home and meet the covenants of your mortgage. And those are the lucky ones. What if you're somebody who can't get it at any price? And what if this is your first home, your second home? You're making the payments, but you don't really have a lot of room. What do you do? Maybe you're 3 years, 4 years into this home. You haven't built up the equity that normally you would have after 15, 20 years. So trying to self-insure is not an option. If you have a major catastrophe, you don't have the ability to be out of pocket. Climate change. Not just for California, not just for Florida. We reported about inland flooding. If you remember the piece I did about Kentucky, this stuff is happening all over the country as insurance companies are taking a hard look at climate change for real, crunching the numbers and determining that it's not sustainable and we can't lose millions, if not billions of dollars by carrying these policies. In the case of State Farm, they cited soaring costs, the increased risk of catastrophes like wildfires, and outdated regulations as reasons it will not renew the policies. Nothing these people did. They didn't do anything wrong. They talked about the company's health, which continues to be impacted by inflation, catastrophe exposure, reinsurance costs, and the limitations of working within decades-old insurance regulations, which is kind of insurance Greek for they limit our ability to raise premiums to such a place where we can make this still worth doing. But there is a question. Even if you said, okay, I will pay higher rates to keep insurance, this still limits the what you can pay, right? So how much more and what recourse do you have? The insurance companies have already done this when it comes to flooding, which is why the federal government offers flood insurance and you can't buy that from private folk. Climate change. I wanted to share with you climate change. This is happening. It's happening in America. It's happening right now, and it's having real severe financial consequences for a number of our fellow citizens. And we need to do something about it, meaning you may have to decide where you're going to live. You and I have come to the end of our regular visit. Be sure to join me again next time. You have been listening to Tech Mobility Show.
The Tech Mobility Show is a copywritten production of Tech Mobility Productions, Incorporated. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or any other use is prohibited without the written consent of Tech Mobility Productions, Incorporated.
For those of you that listen to podcasts, we have just the one for you. Hi, I'm Ken Chester. Tech Mobility Topics is a podcast where I upload topic-specific videos each week. Shorter than a full show, these bite-sized programs are just the thing, particularly if you're interested in a particular topic covered on the weekly radio show. From Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many podcast platforms in between, we got you covered. Just enter Tech Mobility Topics in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts. Social media. It's the place to be, and we're no exception. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. Several times a week, I post to TikTok several of the topics that I cover on my weekly radio show. It's another way to keep up on mobility, technology, news, and information. I've built quite a library of short videos for your viewing pleasure, so be sure to watch, like, and subscribe. That's the Tech Mobility Show on TikTok. Check it out. To learn more about the Tech Mobility Show, start by visiting our website. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. The website is a treasure trove of information about me and the show, as well as where to find it on the radio across the country. Keep up with the happenings at the Tech Mobility Show by visiting techmobility.show. That's techmobility.show. You can also drop us a line at talk@techmobility.show. Do you listen to podcasts? Seems that most people do. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. If you've missed any of our weekly episodes on the radio, our podcast is a great way to listen. You can find the Tech Mobility Podcast just about anywhere you can enjoy podcasts. Be sure to follow us. From Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many platforms in between, we are there. Just enter the Tech Mobility Podcast in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts.